does a good little show on BBC Radio 1 Extra, Monday to Thursday night from 7 p.m. Best hip hop, best R&B. It's Mr. Jam. Hello.
Hello, Scott.
Hi. Also on Radio 1 on Saturday nights. Okay, I have to come clean. Mr. Jam has been detained at the moment. Don't know where he is. So, as you'll notice, this is Matt Fincham from The Chris Moore Show.
Hello.
But until Mr. Jam arrives, which he might do at any minute, can you just be Mr. Jam?
You're really scraping the barrel, aren't you? Was there no one else available?
Nobody. We've MSN'd everybody and there's no one around.
I was the even got Prod back. P was busy. Off Dev's show.
Jeez, well, that's saying something. Okay, yeah. fine.
So just, you are Mr. Jam now.
Sure.
Becky, you're the same as always.
Good.
Let's go.
Oh! What's occurring?
Okay, today is a... What are those kids on about? Special.
What are those kids and people on about?
I didn't work. Let's do it again.
What are those kids on about?
What are those kids on about? And it's the return of Jake.
Oh, little Jake.
He's back.
Oh, what's going?
Yeah. If you've not heard...
He's so cute.
If you've not heard Jake before, this is Jake.
Hey, my name's Jake and I'm from Blafford. I'm 5, and I'm 6 in August.
It's very simple. Jake talks about things. You just have to work out what he's talking about. You can play along at home, on the way to home. 81199. So, for example, if Jake said this...
The shouting pubs and they get drunk and there's what half of them smoke.
Then he would be talking about...
Chavs.
Coronation Street? No?
The shouting pubs and they get drunk and there's what half of them smoke.
That's Coronation? Yes,
really?
It is Coronation
Street.
Oh, I thought it was
Mr. Jam. Jam's on it. Oh. Oh, here he is.
Yay!
Oh, yeah, oh, bye.
Oh, Matt, your career as a Mr. Jam impersonator was so short.
Over to you.
Oh, that was the shortest Mr. Short Jam tribute act ever.
What did you think of him?
I thought that he could fill in for any of my gigs or my radio shows anytime he wants. In fact, Matt, what are you doing at 7 o'clock tonight, mate?
Washing my hair, so...
Oh.
It's the real Mr. Jam.
Hello!
BBC Radio 1 Extra. Bye, Matt. That was short-lived.
Thank you.
It was beautiful, thanks. Right, we only got to the example with him, so you can play the actual proper game
brilliant,
now.
Brilliant.
Thanks for coming in.
I really, really apologise. I'm in the middle of an interview at this moment in time.
Oh, who with? Anyone good?
With a magazine called Bonafide.
Oh, okay.
A cool underground magazine.
All right. Yeah. So you've nipped downstairs to do this?
Yeah. I said to them, I'm sorry, I have to go. My wife, Claire, just basically sent me a message saying, Matt Fincham's covering for you on air.
You were like, oh no.
That was the point where I started to run. Yeah.
Thank you, Mrs. Jam.
Okay, so it's Jake again, like it was last time.
Hey, chavs.
Okay, chavs. So he talks about things, you work out what he's talking about. Here's your first clue.
They have pink balls. But they don't know what to do.
So, they have pink balls and they don't know what to do. First guess is, Becky?
You on the lottery.
Yeah. I would say a lottery presenter.
Yeah.
But not me.
Not just you, no.
I know what I'm doing. I'm not allowed to touch the balls.
No, you've got an independent adjudicator.
That's right, it's Drawmaster Martin.
Nice. Often.
So, lottery is your first guess for both of you.
Yeah.
Okay.
They'll have jeans on and black socks and a Barbie or Hannah Montana t-shirt on and a bobble in the hair. They'll have boobies.
Girls. Girls.
So, girls.
They have boobies.
Becky?
I don't know, that pink balls. Young golf, female golfers.
Jam says girls, generic. Becky says female
I've
golfers.
Played this game enough times to know that you go generic.
You know that.
Love boobies.
Loving the laugh, Jake. Loving the laugh. Okay, let's move on then with another clue.
They don't go to it and they don't know what to do. Some of them know if they go, but if they don't go, they don't even know what they're doing.
Right, well, I think we'll all agree that's become a lot more obvious now after that clue. Anybody else for any more?
I'm going to stick with girls.
Yeah.
Okay. Last clue.
If it was a girl and a boy together, that then the boys would win.
Girl footballers.
Girl footballers, says Mr. Jam. Becky?
I'll stick with girl golfers.
Okay. So... Ooh. Oh, what's that?
It's my chair. Do you want it again?
Boing. Yeah. So, here is your answer.
Girls playing football.
Yeah!
Damn! Get in!
Come on.
I love his sexism. He's amazing.
Yeah.
Get him young.
6 in August. When you put it all together, though, it is easy.
They have pink balls. They don't know what to do. But if it was a girl and a boy, the boys would win. They have boobies.
So, he loves them boobies.
Oh, yeah. Right, so... Mr. Jam gets a point. Let's go on to the next one.
Woo-hoo.
Here's Jake describing something else.
They're like even painted pink or blue. Or white.
So they're either pink, blue or white.
Bedrooms.
Becky?
Baby grows.
Next clue.
The smell. And it goes into ocean.
Okay. Any more guesses?
Nappies.
Huh?
Babies' nappies.
Nappies.
Do they go into the ocean?
I don't know.
The smell. And it goes into ocean.
What are you saying, Jam?
I'm saying I have no clue.
Do you want another one then?
Yeah, let's have another one.
Okay, another one.
I went in and it smelled bad because Molly had a great big poo. And Mum had one after.
She is going to love him for that.
So, pink, pink, blue or white... The smell goes into the ocean. Molly had a big poo. Mum had one after. What's the answer?
I think you're on something there, Becky. I think it might be nappies.
Is it? Or toilets? Toilets on a ferry? That's very specific for him to be talking about.
Final answer.
Yeah, I'm going to say toilets on a boat.
I'm going to go with nappies.
Okay, let's find out.
Public toilets.
Oh, yeah.
You see,
yeah.
It's easy.
I'm putting my mind in the mindset of a five-year-old. The toilets, when you flush it, it goes to
like
the ocean.
Pink or blue. It smelled bad. Molly had a great big poo. It goes into ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we are, see. Can I give Becky that point? Because she was specific with the toilets on a boat.
But they're public toilets.
They are public, so I'm going to give you a point. So
what about the captain's toilet? That's not a public toilet. I'm joking. Go for it, Becky. Go for it.
You can have a whole point, my darling.
Yes, it rests on this one then, does it?
Yep. Okay, what is Jake talking about now?
Those have, like, very dusty T-shirts on and very posh hats. They have dusty pants on them as well.
So they have dusty T-shirts, posh hats, dusty pants.
Workmen. Maybe he thinks that their hard hats are posh.
Okay.
Oh, that's good. I'm going to say builders. Be a bit more specific.
Builders. Okay. Next clue.
They're like, pick each other up and sing stupid. It's really stupid singing.
Right, so they pick each other up and sing stupid.
Firemen. Yeah.
Becky?
Oh, Jedward? I can't think.
How different can you get fireman than Jedward?
Dusty T-shirts, dusty pants. Next clue.
If the bad were going to ground, to this evil person, this evil vampire. But if they don't want to go underground or to heaven, there'll be a ghost.
Right, so... If they're bad, they go underground. If they don't want to go underground or go to heaven, they'll be a ghost. That was your final clue. Answers, please.
Oh, I have no idea.
Dead people.
Dead people?
I haven't got a clue.
I'm going to stick with Jedward.
Sticking with Jedward. All right, then.
Old people.
Old people.
James!
It's easy when you hear the clues all together.
They were dusty t-shirts on, pick each other up. If the bad were going underground to receive a vampire, they have dusty pants on as well.
Yeah. So, can I give Mr. Jam a point for dead people?
No!
That is wrong on so many levels, but I'll take
They're
the point.
They're not dead, are they? They're just old. Okay, right, so today is a draw on Oh What's Occurring.